If we took care of the government by being in the service, we think the government ought to take care of us. We don't think we have to give it to some enterprise to try to make a profit and get less medical care in return for it, because that's what it's going to turn into. It's all about creating a dollar for these private enterprises. So we feel it should stay where it's at.
Romney has said the Department of Veterans Affairs is too bureaucratic, and a voucher program where veterans could choose how and where to use their benefits would give them more options. But this group of opponents disagrees.
Well, that would be the kiss of death to this exquisitely efficient and effective medical treatment facility that we call the Veterans Administration.
That was Dennis Plews, a Vietnam combat veteran. He explained that it's not just about putting tax dollars into the hands of private for-profit companies. It's about sending injured soldiers and veterans with health care needs to the right place.
You don't find that in your local community hospital or your trauma center. They're not dealing with somebody that's been hit with three or four IEDs on the road to the airport, so to speak.
But the question of whether or not to privatize all or part of the VA hasn't come up in a while. This weekend, Romney announced member of Congress Paul Ryan as his running mate in the 2012 presidential election. Ryan is best known for his proposed budget. Skip Roberts, a retired Marine with the Vietnam Veterans of America, said that budget talks about turning Medicare into a voucher program. But
in the 98 pages of their proposed budget, they don't even mention Veterans Affairs.
Roberts wants whoever's elected, even if it's Romney, to put more focus on veterans and active service members because it's becoming an increasing need.
Guys and gals have done 2, 3, 4 deployments. On what that does to somebody, even if they don't come back, you know, I mean, there have been such great medical advances, so people who used to die in the battlefield now are alive.
But the looming prospect of privatizing the Department of Veterans Affairs isn't the only concern. Roberts ignored the sweat pouring down his temples to wave a caricature of Mitt Romney in a beret hugging the Eiffel Tower. He said while his American men were being drafted to fight in Vietnam, Romney ran off to Paris.
He was what we call a chicken hawk because 3 months before he ran off to Paris, he was demonstrating at Stanford University in favor of the war and against people who had doubts on it. And then took, you know, years of multiple deferments and stuff. And it's sort of, you know, it's a little hollow.
Romney never served in the military. Neither did any of his 5 sons. Wardell Norman, a retired Army veteran, said that leaves him out of touch with constituents who have and unqualified to be the military's commander-in-chief.
How can I lead the great army that we have, the military that we have, if I hadn't served or had any of my family members served? How could that? What image did that portray for me?
The group doesn't want Romney to be their president, but because it's a nonpartisan effort, they're also not endorsing any other candidate. But Dennis Plews, the retired Vietnam combat vet, said historically Republicans haven't done much to help people in the military.
Also, we've watched the VA under Republican administrations literally abuse returning veterans. For example, during the end of the Vietnam War, we had a Republican president, and returning veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury were just told, there's nothing wrong with you, get out of here, basically.
Harvey Gotchberg, Secretary of the Florida Veterans for Common Sense, just doesn't like Romney at all. His latest beef? Romney won't produce his tax documents. Gotchberg said if he's not paying enough taxes, it means he's not paying the taxes that send people to war.
It pisses me off that this is a man who thinks that he can run and become president of the United States and still not tell people what kind of taxes he paid over the past 10 years. There isn't anybody who would do that.